Larry Baldassaro, interviewing Angelo Giuliani, June 8th, 2001, St. Paul, Minnesota.
We're talking with Angelo Giuliani. This is June 8th, 2001.
Beautiful, beautiful pronunciation.
Now, I wanted to ask you about your name.
Giuliani.
Because in the, say, Total Baseball Encyclopedia, you're there as Tony Giuliani.
Well, that was my nickname.
Your nickname.
You didn't use Angelo. It was Angelo A, and he wound up with Anthony, but that's not my name. It's A-J-G.
Yeah.
Angelo Giovanni Giuliani.
Giovanni, okay.
Yes.
And did you have any other nicknames when you were playing?
Well, they called me Tony, which had no closeness to the name at all.
Yeah.
And Tony was an Italian type of greeting.
Right.
And that's how I wind up. There's me in the infant. See there?
Oh, wow.
There's the babe.
Yeah.
The two are the babe.
Yeah.
And babe and I got pictures that people would go crazy on the basis of memorabilia.
Yeah.
And I think you'll see it as you get through here.
Now look at it.
And
when you decided that you wanted to play ball professionally, what did your parents think of that?
Oh, wonderful. My dad became a baseball fan in Lexington Park, the Saints, and the Millers, of course, in Nicollet Park. I was born three blocks removed from the center field gate of Lexington Park. And that brought the players, not me, but after the game, they lived in various houses, and they came down Fuller Avenue and spread out. Dale Street, University, and Marshall were the streets that the players rented a room or whatever you want to call it in those days.
Right.
As a result, I was right there, 938 Fuller, I was born. And I wound up signing with the Saints. I wasn't mad at anybody. I also played for the Millers later.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the major leagues. And the rest is history. I went to the Washington Senators, St. Louis Browns, and also, the Montreal Royals at Canada, Montreal, they call it.
So your parents didn't object to your playing baseball?
No, no. Gioco di palla,
mm-hmm.
The game of baseball.
Yeah.
I'm wearing this and this because I threw the ball that was stated to be thrown as the first ball just recently.
Okay.
At the park here.
At the Metrodome.
I had to throw the first ball.
Good.
I threw it to the pitcher.
I guess you got to reach
back from there. Yeah.
Correct.
So.
When you started to play professionally, did you encounter any prejudice because you were Italian?
No.
No.
No. They were people of any nationality had their quirks as to nicknames and so on.
Yeah.
Well, I was Angelo Giovanni, which is John. Ferruccio, which is my uncle. Giuliani. Well, they wound up with giving me a nickname, Tony. T-O-N-Y, which has no connotation and no connection with the name Giuliani.
Right.
And, of course, the mayor of New York, after I was quit playing, not because of him, but he's the mayor's yet.
Right.
And I used to get a kick out of changing the letter. They asked me, what's your name? Well, in the Norwegian or Swedish dialect, Oleg na Einelewig, which is Angelo backwards, and so is Giuliani backwards.
So did you hear any kind of ethnic slurs
from fans
or players?
No, they didn't go WAP or DAGO or things like that. There are in other nationalities, Hunyak, Chink, and whatever else, nicknames, you know.
You
have memorabilia. But when I was 14 months old,
really? Where were your parents? Where were your parents from in Italy?
Well, in the Genoa area, Tuscany. Small little town in the hills was where my grandpa Angelo was, and my mother had taken me to Italy as an infant to a certain extent. I wasn't, you know, I'm the old wife walking or running or anything.
Yeah.
And World War I broke out and we stuck there.
Oh.
See, I was born in 1912. I'm 88 years old right now.
Yeah.
And I'll be hitting the 90 mark shortly. And as a result, the war held us there until the armistice took place. So I'm talking way back in the teens.
So was your father from Genoa or your mother?
Both were in from the same area, in Tuscany.
Oh, in Tuscany.
Yeah, but Genoa comes, but it's a base. Well, where ships used to go in.
Yeah.
But past where we were, Lucca.
Lucca.
But that's the olive capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew vines, of course, for the wines that...
Now, when you were growing up, did you speak Italian with your parents?
Yes, that was the first language I knew.
So, what, you learn English at school?
Yes, sure. In St. Luke's, on Summit Avenue.
Were there many Italians in the area where you grew up?
Well, all of them, practically.
Really?
I don't know if anybody else was. But I only grew up to a certain age. And when World War I broke out, we got out of there after it was over with. Thankfully, it didn't invade Italy. Some places maybe just on the border.
Yeah.
And as a result, why we left unscathed. There wasn't any firing around or armies coming through or anything of that nature.
So you were there for several years in Italy?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
6, 7 years old.
Why?
And we came back on a ship that went to the bottom after us. So we were lucky. 1912 is when I was born. November 24th is just shortly. It will be 89. Then I'll be hugging 90.
Yeah.
But it's been quite a life. I've enjoyed it immensely. Just recently I threw the first ball. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
At the dome.
Right.
With the new team that came through here. And I had the art of getting that call, and I did it from the pitcher's mound.
That's great.
So
I wanted to ask you about some of the other Italian ball players you played with. When you were with Washington, Zeke Bonura?
That's right. Zeke was my first roommate in the major league.
What do you remember about
him? First name is Henry Zeke Bonura.
That's right.
First baseman. Great big ball. Power beyond anything. Right-handed.
Yeah.
Left-handers could, like Ruth. There's Ruth through a completed trip. He had that kind of power, Zeke. Henry Zeke Bonura was my first major league roommate at Washington, D.C., which was a senator.
Yeah. He was quite a character, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And natural. He didn't put on the dog or anything of that nature.
Was he just very talkative?
Did you know what his first name was?
Enrico.
Well,
Enrico,
Henry.
Henry, yeah.
He could do it in Italian with that pronunciation of Henry. I don't know if that's the same thing or not.
Yeah.
Enrico is a cousin. I mean, something that's related.
Yeah. I've read that he wasn't much of a defensive first baseman, though.
No, he was big. I got a picture of him. In fact, I have pictures of all those. See,
well, can we look at those after?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. You tell me when you...
And let's see, you also played with Dolph Camilli.
Right.
With Brooklyn.
That's right. He's Italian, and they had other Italians on that team.
Cookie Lavaggetto?
Lavaggetto, yes.
What do you remember about them? Anything in particular?
The records show it. They've done the job. They've won pennants and they've won World Series.
But what do you remember about them personally, though?
Well, they're all good fellas. In fact, that whole era. Few like to maybe to imbibe a little too much at times.
Yeah.
But nothing like if they were going to the ballpark drunk or anything. But after, that's where 42nd and Broadway became a big factor. Of us taking to Yankee Stadium, the up high and the tunnels, streetcars and so on.
Yeah.
Coming back, we got off at 42nd Street, which is a song.
Mm-hmm.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. And da 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 da. Well, that's, we used to go to Yankee Stadium on an elevated.
Yeah.
And also a subway went to the stadium.
Right.
And then we turned back that way. We stayed at the New Yorker Hotel, which was a class hotel, and I think it still is. I may be wrong.
I don't know.
But 42nd and Broadway was, the edge of where that hotel was. And that's what made it convenient instead of going right downtown New York, wharves and so on. That's where we stayed. The people that ran the clubs that came into New York generally did that closer to the stadium, Yankee Stadium, and Polo Grounds. So
when you were teammates with other Italians, like Bonora, Camilli, did you have a special bond with them because they were Italian?
To a great extent, sure. Nothing that would be, let's say, like the ones that were the shameful existence. Because Udago and all that kind of stuff came out when they had the people that were not too gracious and mindy, and they used to have many of them in trouble, and many of them was gone.
Are you referring to players or fans?
No, players.
Players.
The fans, of course, would holler out, Dago, Wop, Guinea.
They would.
Yeah, to some extent.
Yeah.
If it was the opposite teams that they were pushing.
How did you feel about that when they
said
that?
Well, you touch a little bit sizzle.
Yeah.
And you'd maybe holler back a little or not at all, you know. But a lot of the Italians took on the game of baseball. They didn't have it in Italy. Their main, athletic was it bowling or rolling the cheese. Whereas here, my dad has got a great big cheese with a pot.
Yeah.
And that used to be the, it wasn't a professional thing, but they did it in the villages and so on.
Right.
And they loved formaggio, which is Italian for meat and cheese and so on. Carnate, meat.
Does anything stand out in particular from your playing days? Any particular memories?
Oh, sure. Catching behind Babe Ruth, right here, and the Bambino.
Yeah.
I used to talk Italian to him.
You did?
Brief lingo.
Yeah.
Which I could only speak Italian at that time, although I was born in St. Paul. 3 blocks removed from old Lexington Park.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew up, I wound up playing baseball for St. Luke's, which was on Summit Avenue. And that was the hoity-toity of this city. Well, we played against St. Vincent, St. Albert's, a Polish place. It was very well organized. And you got acquainted with those young fellows, like I was. We played in Dunning Field. That was the park for there's 4 diamonds there.
Well, how did you get discovered here in St. Paul?
Okay.
And get to the major league?
Scouts. There were all kinds of scouts in both cities.
Mm.
And as you in grade school, not so much. But you did it later when you were in high school and playing. For example, just recently, you just got signed. He went to St. Luke's at the time, with his father and so on. I knew his father. But it just yesterday, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, in the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. You know his name?
I forget right now.
Well, this second, I'll think of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Maurer, that's it.
Maurer, right.
And he's a home run hitter, which the Babe, they all follow him. They call him Bambino.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he hit left-handed, where others hit switched. Today, of course, you only had 16 teams.
Right.
8-8.
So it's hard for somebody like you to get into the major leagues. I mean, you're the only one I've come across Italian from Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, there was others that were of Italian ancestry that made it from here. I wish I could remember some of them. There are my pictures as we go through them individually. I can't remember all of them, but there was enough.
Well, you were the first.
Well, one of them anyway.
But Italians, certainly from Minnesota, from this area, you definitely were the first.
Yeah, so this is what, all those balls have a meaning. All the trophies have a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
All these rings have a meaning.
Yeah.
I happen to be the scout here. With my players that I signed, we won the 91 World Series outright.
Did you become a scout right after you got out of the major league?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, in fact, there's no question about that. In fact, I did some scouting when I was playing.
With tip-off
or scout or so.
For which team initially?
Well, the St. Louis Browns, the Washington Senators, and also in the minors, the St. Paul Saints and the Minneapolis Millers. So I wasn't mad at anybody. He used to take the streetcar to the Nicollet Park from Lexington Park and so on, which is where the Saints home team. And Nicollet was the park for the Millers, where the Saints had Lexington Park.
Right.
I used to throw a ball against the steps. I was just 8, 9, 10 years old.
Right.
And the game would be over, but they had no lights to speak of at that time, not completely like they are now. The players would come by, and they're playing a game against the steps. The Saints always won, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, the Millers, I played for them later, but I didn't have that closeness that I did with the St. Paul Saints that came by the house and went on to their homes they had to live in, bedroom, and people maybe made their meals and so on, or they got a situation where they could take and start with the meeting that
right.
they made.
Right. Were you a full-time scout for many years?
Oh, yes.
For Minnesota?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, more than this, I had all the 5 states.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North, South Dakota, and Iowa. I scouted. That's where I signed a lot of players in that whole area.
Wow. When did you retire from scouting?
Well, it's been some years now. I wish I could tell you right out.
That's not important.
But when I started, I was playing with the Saints, and I also played for the Millers. When I got through, aged, or whatever you want to call it, I started scouting.
Yeah.
And that caused, right here, 3 World Series right here. And this here that I signed them.
Right.
And you spelled the name right.
Yeah. That's good.
So that I'm very proud of.
So basically, you spent your whole professional life in baseball.
Sure, I'm still at it to some extent.
Yep.
Just recently, I had a call here for this.
Yeah.
And you're the one that called here. I've had this similar type thing even after I'm 88 years old. But I've had a great history as far as Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, they're all in here.
Yeah.
All you have to do is, well, you can see their looks pretty much. You followed the game, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you play professionally at all? Or?
Just 1 year semi-pro.
Okay.
In Massachusetts, club? In Western Massachusetts.
What town?
Holyoke.
Well, I've heard of Holyoke.
Yeah.
Is that where you were born?
Yeah.
Yes, so.
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly in the elite as far as education goes. Yeah.
Are you lucky?
Your mother and dad come from Italy?
My mother was born in Italy.
Yes?
What town? My mother is Abruzzese. What can you say about Lazzeri?
Tony Lazzeri was a great infielder and a great ball player to the extent of knowing the game and played very, very well and taught others as well. That played for the Yankees, which that was the case. He kind of took a shine to me because I was Italian, but I played against him.
Uh-huh.
So we would speak our native tongue.
Do you talk Italian?
Well, sure. Come stai, Antonio?
Yeah.
How are you, Tony? In fact, it's the first language I knew.
But he was real quiet, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. Well, no, I think he had the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Tony Lazzeri. And there was another one there, but
Frank Crosetti?
Okay, Frank Crosetti was not as verbid as Tony was. A humble individual. He kind of lived in Tony's shadow.
Yeah.
In fact, I got a picture of him if you take a tour here.
I will.
He's talking with Ruth, if I'm not mistaken.
So. Wasn't he considered one of the smarter ball players
of
his time?
Yes, he played the game very, very keenly.
Yeah.
And Tony, push him up Tony, they used to call him.
Yeah.
So he had a great natural talent. He was an infielder, he wasn't an outfielder, he wasn't a catcher.
But he was a power hitter for
him. Yes, he was. He had the home run power, not like the Babe.
No, but who did?
Yeah, that's right, not too many.
He drove in a lot of runs.
Yes, he did.
What I can never understand, he hit, I think, sixth in the lineup. That means he hit behind Ruth and Gary.
Oh, yeah.
They drove in so many runs, I wonder who was left on base for Lazzeri to drive in, but he had to. He must have been a great clutch hitter.
Well, he was. He was a fine player. He knew all the odds and ends of the game of baseball as an infielder. He was intelligent. Well, he grasped the type of play, and what the record showed, the Yankees were the greatest ball club of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them have come close anymore. I don't believe. I don't know. Maybe I
so you caught when Ruth was hitting.
That's right.
And you spoke Italian to him?
To him occasionally.
But he didn't understand Italian.
Well, no, but Tony did.
Yeah.
Frank Crosetti and Tony.
Yeah.
Both. So I used to needle him a little, you know, and he'd stop and get out of the box and you, Dago, so and so.
They'd say that to you?
Well, to the point. He didn't care for it, of course. But
are you talking about Ruth now?
Oh,
or?
No, now Tony who in the world is the other one?
Crosetti.
Yeah,
Frank. Yeah.
So some of them, you could almost tell their dialect. Where they came from, his parents, when they brought him over here, was, Christopher Columbus was the first one, I guess. And the rest of them, of course, later on, boats, big steamboats.
When Ruth talked to you, did he call you Dago or anything? Or
no, what? Hi Dago. He used to say hi Dago or something like that, which was, but the Babe was, man that made the game popular.
Yeah.
And the home run became the big event.
Right.
And he was a great player, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of that picture there.